More Heart Than Talent Radio.
Jeffrey Combs, president and founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated, in the Golden Mastermind Seminars upstairs office, looking out on a beautiful California day. I'm in my second story office with a great big picture window. I'm looking at what summer in California looks like. Welcome, Dan Inarella. Good to see you, Dan. Longtime client friend, and Dan and I have dined together on numerous occasions. Just getting dialed in here. Connie Lasker, welcome. Scott Lucas, how are you? Marina, welcome. Ruth in Sandpoint, welcome. Let's see, who else do we have? Jeffrey Feldman, Eric Picard, Daryl Brown, welcome, welcome, welcome. The day after Memorial Day, very interesting Memorial Day, wasn't it? I mean, it's like a pall was over the country. And here we are, moving into the sixth month of 2020. What an interesting year it's been. So the topic of my call is very apropos for where we are today, the psychology of belief. And really, what does that mean? Belief means sense of certainty. What are your beliefs? What are your values? What is your character made of? I mean, these are the topics for today's Facebook Live. So I first started reading about belief in Tony Robbins' groundbreaking book in the late 80s, 1990, Awaken the Giant Within. Chapter 4 is belief. And so belief, in according to Robbins in that book, was belief is a sense of certainty. Belief can also be your uncertainty, because you can be in disbelief. And it can be challenging to say it's like disbelief. A lot of people are saying, I can't believe this is happening. I can't make sense of this all. Well, you're not here to make sense. What you're here is to understand that we're in what would you even call this? A form of martial law. You're under some level of house arrest with limited freedoms, and with the hope that eventually there's going to be some, and here's the new term that's being used to indoctrinate people into this new belief, a new normal. This is the new normal. Well, your ego wants its old self back, and you're not going to be able to have that. So it means, and there's another word that's being used a lot. There's two words that I've been watched, the word narrative and the word pivot. So pivot means adapt and adjust. So adapt and adjust are my words. So in your belief, learn to adapt and adjust. Build a business that's recession-proof, at least temporarily, at least today, because tomorrow the business you have may not be as recession-proof as it was yesterday. And this means to really move into, in your belief, really understand what being detached means. In the book, Codependent No More by Melody Beattie, a book that sold over 10 million copies, Chapter 5 covers detachment. So in a detached state, it means what it means. It means not attached to an outcome. That means that you're able to adapt and adjust. So if someone says to you, you're fired, you'll be able to not personalize it and be able to look for any kind of silver lining in it. Or if someone says your business is shut down, you adapt and adjust to that. You're not attached. It means you don't hold on. You're not sensitive and defensive. You're not personalizing it. You're not feeling rejected and abandoned. Now, if you grow up in a family where you're traumatized, criticized, it's personalized how you're not good enough in situations like this, and you continue to live in this energy, well, this can have a huge impact on you, because you will be sensitive and defensive. You will brood and pout. And if you hold on to this type of energy, then it lowers your immune system, lowers your lymphatic system, lowers your adrenal system, and it keeps you in a very low vibrational energy, and you'll attract to your reality people and situations to fulfill those feelings. So what you believe, if you believe this is hard, this is difficult. I coached several people this morning already. I coached 7 hours of coaching today, and I've been assisting people to understand in selling how to detach from the outcome. And what happens to most people that have challenges in sales? They have challenges in sales because they try and sell logically. They try and sell tactfully. They attempt to sell analytically. Well, selling is an emotional experience. People don't walk into a Mercedes dealership and typically understand the drivetrain or the car. Most people don't even understand what the horsepower is. But if you spend your time trying to sell the horsepower and the drivetrain, and all the person wants to do is test drive the car, well, there's a high probability you just blew the sale. Because they don't really fucking care. What they care is, can they start the car? Can they go on a test drive? How does it smell? How does it feel? And can I bring my car here to get serviced? I mean, that's what you would learn to understand, is that people buy the experience. But if you have to, if you spend so much time in your head analytically in the details, because that's your belief, and you have to understand that not everyone believes that you what you believe, and you have to be able to come from that perspective. And that's why there's so much conflict in today's world, because people want to make you wrong. That's what you're going to see in the political field. Now, this party will say, well, these people are impossible to talk to. And this party will say, well, these people are impossible to talk to. Well, here's the advice. Don't waste your time trying to convince someone who's not willing to see your point. And if someone's not willing to see your point, diplomatically move out of the conversation or don't even fucking have it. I mean, that's how simple it would be, is how to let go. Separate your feelings from the events that shape them. And this is what it means in selling also. I asked a busboy once upon a time. He was a sharp young man. He'd been my busboy several times back in the day, back when we could dine out. Isn't that interesting? Back when we could dine out. And this would be before busboys and waiters and waitresses would wear a mask. And I said, Will, have you ever considered owning your own business? And he goes, well, I'm going to college. Now, that is not what I asked him. I asked him if he'd ever considered owning his own business. He told me a different, he gave me a different answer unrelated to the question I asked. So in detachment, I'm easily able to just let that situation go. Now, someone who lives in their head would go, yeah, but don't you think you should? No, I don't think I should do anything, because I don't think thought that's a feel-felt situation. And I was able to easily and effortlessly let him go, because I believe there's an endless supply of prosperity in the universe. And there are more leads than I have time. And in that belief, I'm not attached. I don't hold on to situations. But if you live in an ego that chronically says, yeah, but you don't understand, my situation is, I'm unique. I want to hold on to situations. I want to exacerbate the situation. I want to hold on. I want to analyze. I want to think about it. I want to chronicalize it. I want to take notes on it. And then you, so many people spend so much time living in this belief that hinders them. Ask yourself, what are some of the beliefs that hinder you? This is hard. This is difficult. How much of what you do is difficult? How much of what you do is overwhelming? How much of what you do sucks the life out of you? I mean, that's some of the situations you want to look at. What do you do that's easy? What do you do that's effortless? I mean, if what you're doing is effortless, that's your belief system. And your belief system is like an anchor. So if your belief requires anchoring, meaning that you're locked in it, means you have clarity in a belief. So when I ask someone, why do you own a business? I want to help people. Well, that has no anchoring. That doesn't really have any real meaning. That's what you believe you're supposed to say. And there's a lot of old wives' tales that we are taught that we hold on to. And the more you understand that the power of belief is either going to empower you or disempower you. And as you move into more empowering beliefs, means sense of certainty, as you come from a state called know, K-N-O-W, as you become more aware, as you become woke, as you have a better understanding, when you understand what's going on in the world, then you won't walk around the planet going, this doesn't make sense. Of course it makes sense when you do your history. When you really understand your history of a bloodline of families that have an agenda, and you can really understand what that agenda means, and you understand where you are in this world, you'll stop trying to control an outcome that isn't controllable. Now, that doesn't mean you surrender. It means you surrender your ego to trying to continue to figure it out and waste a lot of time in an overwhelmed state worrying about situations that haven't happened. Right now, for me, I have a particular party that I'm fond of. I want them to win the election. But if they don't win the election, my life isn't over, because I will adapt and adjust to the circumstances regardless. I mean, my party didn't win in the last election 2 elections ago, and it didn't ruin my life. Now, I realize life is a lot different right here. So, I mean, I am political. I am a patriot. I follow what goes on, not in the news, but I don't watch fake news. I'm in groups that I follow what I believe to be real intel, so I can be in touch and informed, but I'm not overwhelmed by it. What I'm focused on are results, living the solution, being able to buy some of the best food products, detoxing, cleansing, healing myself, healing others, leading by example, teaching free enterprise skills, teaching money skills, teaching conscious skills, and empowering others who are willing to follow that narrative. Now, not everyone's willing to do that, and I'm not attached to the ones who aren't. I'm more focused on the LOF, the law of the few. I understand that success breaks down to this key principle, and you understand this. You will stop wasting your time in areas that does not empower you. Only a few people will get it, understand that. Only a few people are open. Only a few people are willing, because there's multiple millions of people. That means in the law of the few, there are really many. And as you start to focus on those, the qualified buyers, the success seekers, the truth seekers, the people who understand what's going on behind the veil, the people who are holistic, the people who are naturopathic, the people who you're in alignment with, the people who you can be honest with, you can be in integrity with, the people you can be open with. There's plenty of these people to find, but it's your responsibility to find them. But when your belief says, I can't find anyone, my product's too expensive, no one wants to buy my product. When you talk like this, you attract your reality, people and situations to fulfill your feelings. And you will find that there are qualified buyers everywhere for your product, service, benefit, and feature, provided that you believe it and you have a system to be able to bring that to the free market. I have a book right here called Psychologically Unemployable. Now, this book does not sell a lot right now because I don't have a system for it. I'm using a word of mouth technique, holding it up right here and showing it to you. And because I don't have a system for it, about one or two people on a Facebook Live buy that. Now, if I was really empowered and committed to building a system for that book, I would build it. But that's not my focus right now. My focus right now is a connecting clinic coming up on June 6th. And so that's where my marketing endeavors are going. That's a Connecting Mastery event with Sandy Girl Clark that I'll be hosting from 9 to 10 o'clock on a Saturday morning. That's a week from this Saturday. That's where my belief is. That's where my sense of certainty is focused, because I know that will bring me the greatest return on my energy right now. Now, when you start to move into that space of consciousness in that level of belief, and you start to move into that type of awareness, because you know that that's what you can deliver, that's where you can come from, and you know that that's going to come from your highest good, then you'll let go of this anxiety you hold on to about not being good enough. What robs you of your energy is the mixed message that you stay in a disbelief. It's like, I know I can, but I'm not sure if I can. I'd like to, but I'm not sure if I can. And so many people are so stuck in selling. It's spelled S-A-L-E-S, sales, the highest paid profession in the world. And when you start to move in to being a sales professional, you ask the questions in a sequence. What are those questions? What are those questions? I want to get the right question. When you get out of right, wrong, see, belief isn't about being right or wrong. Belief is about your belief. It's not about right and wrong. It's about commitment. That's what belief is. Belief is certainty. So when you move out of winning and losing and you move into learning skills, that enhances your belief. When you move into repetition and experience, you do the same situation over and over, so that there's this energy called auto-suggestion that is centrifugal energy. It means there's an undertow that turns the engine. It's the steam that collects. It creates the water that boils. It's what inspires you. And when you start to have, when you become inspired rather than motivated, motivated is what you are on a Saturday after a rally or a convention, and you're motivated. But because you're not committed, on Monday, that motivation, that spray paint called motivation underneath that rust, because you didn't scrape that rust off, that's the cause why you still hold on to the effect. And if you don't scrape that rust off and understand where that rust comes from, then the effect comes back. And that spray paint, you spray paint it over, that anxiety, fear, and doubt comes back. Well, that's because you're not inspired enough. And right now, being in business and staying in business is inspirational enough. That's number one. You have to understand that in commerce and transactions, it's going to be your responsibility to create the service and the value, and then have a simple system to be able to bring that service and value to the free market, so you can create transactions, so you can create commerce, so you can be prosperous, so you can pay your overhead, so you can pay your quarterly taxes, your income taxes, so you can put profit in your bank account, so you can start a retirement plan, so you can start to buy gold, assets, and other situations that are going to keep you in the free market. Last Friday, I found out from, I have a assistant who does shopping for me. He goes and stands in line in the grocery stores of the world. He informed me that a hamburger in California went from $4 to $18. Now, I asked one of my clients yesterday about the commodity market for cattle. I grew up on a farm. I grew up with cattle. I know a lot about those commodities. I also live 2 hours from the largest cattle, it's not a ranch, but the largest cattle farm in America, in Fresno, California. I know there's no shortage of cattle, but I just wanted to understand what that belief was about. What, how is this possible that is happening? So, I mean, these are the situations that I'm not like worried and panicked and I'm not going to run out and buy it, but I want to understand that. That's all part of a belief. I'm not going to analyze this. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it. I'm going to create the money to buy the best meat that's going to be the healthiest meat for me organically that I can possibly afford in free enterprise now. Now, that means that that requires the energy, that requires the effort to understand how to be and stay in business. And the more you understand this, like this, the business is like this. Business is fast. And if you don't have this fast speed and you're in this slow motion, think and analyze, no, it doesn't happen like this. I mean, the speed of commerce is fast. It is faster now than ever before. Changes are happening faster than you've ever seen. Laws are getting changed without legislations. You're told you can do this and you can do that. You can go here and you can go here. You can stand here. You can dine here with a mask or without a mask. You can do this or this. I mean, you can be so overwhelmed and so scared and so anxious and so worried that your whole immune system will shut down, that you won't even be able to operate. I mean, I did a detox class yesterday, or detox bath yesterday. I had a Reiki session with the master remotely. I sent my assistant out and I bought some of the best parasite products. I'll show you those tonight. So, I mean, I'm doing everything in my power to improve my system. I talked to one of my clients, Ted Hanick. Ted is a master cleanser. Ted, if you're on this Facebook Live today, come out here and let people know how to get a hold of you. Ted is someone that I highly endorse. He knows coffee cleanses. He knows a lot of cleanses. I was sharing a grapefruit, olive oil, Epsom salt cleanse with him that eliminates gallstones. I mean, these are type of practitioners. Marina Joy is on the call. She's a top-tier health professional. Marina, let people know how to get a hold of you. I mean, these are people you want to start to align yourself with who understand the inner game of the body. So in your belief, you want to be in the best body that you can possibly be in. You want to be in the best mindset. You want to be your best. You want to be your best you one day at a time. So the compounded effect is like this. Once again, belief means sense of certainty. Now, looking over the syllabus for today's call, this is how I do this. I write this out. People ask me. This is a 7-bullet-point system so that you can follow along with me. I send this out. I do this specifically for you. I don't do it for me because I don't typically follow it, but I know what's on it. And then I have it sent out by my assistant, and then it looks like this. That's the original version, and this is how it comes out in email. People ask me what my system looks like. This is it. I write out 7 points. This is it. And then with that, then I cover that, just like point by point like this. And then I see people on the call, and I constantly adapt and adjust to the people who are here. I see Wojo there, Sonny Matthews. Who else is on the Facebook Live today? Kimberly Rogers, good afternoon. Maureen, go ahead and let people know how they can get a hold of you. Ted Hanick, go ahead and let people know how they can get a hold of you. These are two top-tier cleansing coaches that I recommend. Matt Smith is on Facebook Live today. Matt Smith is an NLP professional. He is a practitioner and a certified neuro-linguistic programming practitioner who's been my client for 5 years. And someone that I highly, highly endorse that you connect and collaborate with. So let's just go right down the bullet points of belief. Belief, disbelief. Dis meaning not, belief meaning yes. So in a belief, it means sense of certainty. Disbelief means not certain. So not certain is the space between consciousness and fear called doubt. And when you live in doubt, that's where a lot of people stay. It's like you're in and out. So that's a mixed message. It's like saying, please join me, but don't. I'm not certain I can be responsible. I'd love to have you in my team, but I'm not certain if I can mentor you. I'd love to have you join me, but I might not be available emotionally to you. So let's go ahead and get this over with. I'm in disbelief, and we'll go ahead and why don't you just reject me and we'll move on. That's the mixed message that a lot of people are sending because of their overwhelmed emotional state based on unresolved issues. So To let go is to separate your feelings from the events so that you can move into consciousness, which is belief, awareness, understanding, and knowing. Knowing means you know. It means you trust. When someone goes, how do you know? Your answer is, I know. Don't ever explain to someone how you know what you know because they'll never understand what you know. They want an analytical answer. These are the how do I people. How do I? How do you know? How do you know that? Yeah, but. These are the yeah butters of the world. So that means And changing your belief is changing your words, because words are law. If you're not aware that you say kind a lot, if you're not aware that you say guess in most of your sentences, and if you're not aware that you say I don't know a lot, then you're just telegraphing your disbelief. I mean, it's just like you're throwing it out there. Hi, my name is Disbelief. Would you like to join me in a business? That's, if you communicate like this, that means that you're not in clarity. I get, people confuse me. They think, oh, he's really direct. He's in your face. No, chief, I am clear. There's a big difference between clarity and directness. Directness comes from anger. Clarity comes from consciousness. Clarity comes from knowing. Clarity comes from belief. That means certainty. It means right here, RFN. You know what that means? Right freaking now. That's belief. That's belief. It's like this. It's certain. I know. That's synchronicity. To my reality, I attract quality, like-minded success seekers. To my reality, I attract quality, like-minded soulmate. To my reality, I attract quality, like-minded teammates. To my reality, I attract quality, like-minded vendors and contractors who I can serve and they can serve me for my highest good. When you come from that, when you come from that kind of communication, there is no doubt. And so people go, wow, you just go out there and you just say it. Well, I have a lot of repetition experience over and over, but most importantly, through recovery and sobriety of 32 years, I believe that I'm good enough. And I don't have to justify or qualify that to my parents, my relatives, people outside of my influence. I mean, when you have let go, when you have separated your feelings from the events that created your low self-esteem, your disbelief, your anxiety, your fear, your doubt, your chronic worrying, your overwhelmed emotional state, then you have moved into consciousness. The bottom of consciousness starts at courage, 200 cycles a second, scaling on up into love, joy, and bliss. When you move into that state, then there's no doubt you're here and you're now. You're not attached, and so you, in that type of humility, you can't be humiliated or rejected because you see the other side for who they really are and what they are, and you're not in a situation that you have to prove them wrong. You can easily and effortlessly detach. That's what detachment means, is that you're not personalizing the situation. You can move on, and the better you become at that state of awareness, consciousness, and belief, the higher the probability of attracting other like-minded people in the same level of belief. So in the type of consciousness that you're in, if you're really understanding what's going on behind the curtain and behind the veil, and you know that, you'll attract a lot more people like that. These people are called woke. They have woken up. They're not buying into the story. They understand that there's a lot more behind it, and they're going to be a lot less concerned and worried than most of society. And they're also not going to be willing to just give up their civil liberties. Many people will trade their civil liberties for safeness. You can write that one down. Most of society will trade their civil liberties for safeness. Is it safe? Is it safe? People are sending me messages. I'm like, WTF, dude, I'm not that guy. Travel safe. Hope you're safe out there. What the fuck, dude? What do you think? You think that's me? I'm not the safe guy. I'm not reckless. I live in consciousness. I don't play the game for safety. I play the game with passion. I'm not reckless, but in the same situation, safe. That's what you're being seduced in. Safety. We'll take your civil liberties to keep you safe. I mean, no, you keep your safety. I'll keep my civil liberties. Now that comes from conviction. The highest level of belief comes from convicted. Because when you're convicted, you will not be denied. You will stay in this game and you will stop asking yourself these analytical, egoic questions of how do I, pulling the string, how do I? I mean, isn't that exhausting? Don't you get exhausted asking yourself, how do I? Ask yourself this, why don't I? I'll tell you why, because you don't believe you're good enough. And when you let go of that belief and you let go of the people who put that belief in your head, then you are no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shaped your disbelief. As you let go of your disbelief, now you're moving into belief. Belief means sense of certainty. It means I know I'm good enough. I know I'm capable. And when you move into that energy, then you let go of the how do I's. Then you let go of the how's and you move into the why. You move, when your why is bigger than your how, then you have moved into belief. Because when your why is big enough, the facts don't matter. When you come from that kind of conviction, then there's a different kind of juice that permeates through you. That transmutation, you sweat like this right here in the arms, and you sweat right here in the temples, and you smell that sweat come off your body, and that's one of the sweetest smells you can ever smell, because that is passion. And that smell that you smell that's coming out of you, that's the vileness that you grew up in. That's the That's the abuse that you've endured, and just a little more that's coming out every single day because you're committed to your cause. You found your purpose. You found your calling, and you know that you can lead yourself. Once you can lead yourself, then you can lead others. See, people say things like, I want to make a difference. Well, start with you, Chief, because if you haven't started with you, no one else is going to be following you. When you can actually be that difference creator, then there are a few people who might follow you, a few, the law of the few. Instead of being disappointed with other people, look at how you disappoint yourself and start letting go right there. Because when you can let go of your own disappointment, when you can let go of your own frustration, when you can let go of your own low self-esteem, when you can let go of your anxiety, then you'll attract other like-minded success seekers who are in alignment with that belief. But when you're in disbelief, what can you possibly attract unless you get lucky? Luck is when opportunity meets preparation. And unless you're chronically lucky, you're not going to win the lottery very often. I mean, that's what many people do when they gamble. They play a game of chance rather than a game of odds. A skilled gambler understands the odds. A rookie gambler plays by chance, and there isn't much of a chance that you'll win. Brent Faison, good to see you, my brother. Awesome. Long time. Great to connect with you again. I see Brent. Thank you for showing up here today, Brent. Brent is an exceptional actor and entertainer that I had the privilege of coaching from New York City several years ago, 4 years ago. Brent, good to see you. Mary Grogan, good to see you on today's call. Raul Morales, welcome to see you on today's call. Linda Zering, welcome today. Who else do we have here? Teresa, good to see you from Albany today. So welcome to Facebook Live here today, tonight at 9 o'clock Pacific time and 12 o'clock a.m. East Coast time. I'll be hosting a Facebook Live. Now for today, there is a sign up for June 6th, theclosereclinic.com/connecting. Closer Clinic, the closers with an S, theclosersclinic.com/connecting. Now I already know there's going to be about 300 people on that Facebook Live. That will be Saturday, June 6th. That will be 9 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Marilee Tolan, good to see you on Facebook Live today. Sarah Spencer, longtime client, great to see you here. Julius Johnson, great to see you. Shree, good to see you. Shree is one of the most courageous women I've ever had the privilege of coaching. Another woman that I certified as a coach, and I highly recommend Shree, S-R-I. And you can find her on Facebook. She's easy. She writes great content in sobriety consciousness. She's one of the leaders in that group. So there are many, many skilled quantum healers on this call today. Marilee Tolan has some of the best essential oils in the world. I highly recommend Marilee. She's been my client a couple of times. Beth Devine is on the Facebook Live today. Beth is a social media rock star, my homegirl from Tracy, California. Beth, you offer 15 or 20-minute coaching sessions because Beth is a woman who can definitely assist you to scale your business. Dylan, Jody Garrett is on the call today. Come over here. Look at my boy, Jody. Jody hit 22 home runs with the Cleveland Indians right there. Jody, this is my assistant, Dylan Albertson. Hello. Dylan played Division II football at Central right. Missouri State. Jody hit 22 home runs with the Cleveland Indians. Six years in the major leagues. What a rock star. I believe when Jody graduated from Stanford, I believe he was had several of the hitting records at University of Stanford, a college of major baseball tradition. So that is my man, Jody Garrett. Jody is a top-tier sales professional, someone I had the privilege of coaching 3 years ago in 2017. That will be Facebook Live. Now, some of the content that I covered today can be found in this call right here. This book right here, Transcending Levels of Consciousness, Stairway to Enlightenment. And then my own book that I just remastered, Psychologically Unemployable. I'm very, very proud of the very last chapter of that book on letting go. That is some of the best content that I have ever written. Beth, go ahead and let people know how they can get a hold of you. That is Beth Devine. Beth is a social media rock star. She can definitely assist you to scale your enterprise. So I will be on Facebook Live tonight at 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9 p.m. Pacific. Have a great afternoon, everyone. That is sign up June 6th, closerclinic.com/connecting. Have a great day.
More Heart Than Talent Radio.